Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go eavesdropping on the enemy here. See what they're saying in Detroit. They're talking about Philadelphia. First, can we hear from Jared Goff? I believe Hugh's number one quarterback in pro football in this week's Power Rankings. Number Here's one. Goff talking about Philadelphia.
They're well known for being the meanest fans, and you know I'll have some thick skin when I'm in there, so none of their insults can really get to me. You know, that'll be part of my mindset. But no, they're it'll be fun. They'll be loud. It'll be rocking. I know they're passionate, and I can't wait. Yeah, man, we're excited. It's one, you know, obviously against Super Bowl champ last year. It's one kind of everyone has circled on their calendar. When the year comes out, you get a shot at the team we won it last year in their place, Sunday Night Football, the whole thing. It'll be great, and our guys will be ready to go.
You know, I was trying to think back as he said all that. How many times has he played here? He's been in the league since 2016, right? He came in the same draft class as Carson. I can only remember one. Maybe I'm missing one. So he played here. It was like,
what's even the one?
The week they played them week two or three.
So basically, y'all think he lied.
Well,
that would sound like.
Didn't the Rams come in here week two or three of 2020? The Eagles lost to them by like 14 points.
Yeah, and
it was the beginning.
It was a tough Wednesday.
It was a tough Wednesday. Yes,
do a pick in the end zone, right?
Yes, I can't think of another time Goff came here. Now the Eagles played in Detroit in 22. And then they just haven't matched up in recent years.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Hmm. You would think they've played more. I mean, and then the Eagles played out in L.A. a couple times against Jared Goff, but not here.
Yeah,
not much experience, unless I'm missing one. All right, so we heard from Goff. Now let's hear from the head coach of the Detroit Lions, Dan Campbell, chiming in on Philadelphia.
It's a great place to play. I mean, it's electric. It's had batteries thrown at us, spit on. You know, it's just the classic stuff, man. It's probably the most hostile place to play. And then, you know, going into the stadium, leaving it during the game, you know, things have backed off a lot now since back in the day. Like, some of these things you can't do anymore. But, you know, I remember Strahan in 99, maybe it was 99 or 2000. Anyway, I think it was 99. Strahan, I think we were in overtime. Anyway, he took a, I think it was a fumble recovery all the way back to the house. We won the game because of that. So we all go back there to meet him. I just see this. It was like a 64-ounce cup this guy had that was full of tobacco spit.
Oh.
And I'm running over there celebrating. He just pours it on Strahan's back while everybody's running over there. I backed off at the last minute.
Yeah, good call.
But you know, just stuff like that. So it's a hostile environment. I mean, it gets you fired up.
So typically, when there's one of those,
I don't believe that.
So usually, it's like it's the worst place. I hate it. It almost seemed like he enjoyed the story he was telling. Like, that's awesome.
It tracks with Dan Campbell.
It does. Like,
he's a little
pour
different.
Some crap, you know, on him, and he'd like it.
Gotta think that Hugh's right here, that he's BSing.
No, not,
a
nobody.
64-ounce cup full of tobacco spit?
That's gross.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's not true.
Yeah. And who has that kind of cup
Nobody can
anyway.
Produce 64 ounces
and
of spit,
has a
even with a lip in
cup.
The mouth.
Cool. Not only that, man. I mean, you know, you pour some spit on somebody, I'm going to understand. I'm going to jail that day. That's a put some money on my books.
Something
day.
Tells me that Strahan ends up in the news if
that's
that was
what I'm
real.
Saying. That's some put some money on my books day.
So
I'm going to jail.
Maybe our U people could help us because they're on YouTube all the time. We are on the lookout. So you and Dan played in the same division for at least 3 or 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. Him on the Giants, you on the Eagles. He was like that second blocking tight end. So I have to imagine if we comb through enough of the old games, there will be a moment where he's in specifically to help chip on you.
Yeah. You know who we need? Our buddies in our fantasy league, John, does the All About the Birds thing.
Yeah, if we could find Campbell and Douglas. If
there's one person that can find us a clip of any time Hugh Douglas and Dan Campbell cross paths on the field.
I think it'd be
awesome.
We're
not looking to embarrass you.
No, because you can't. If there's one tight end that I remember that used to give me fits, Mark Bruner. Pittsburgh Steelers. He was grown ass, man.
Really?
I actually think for the vibes tomorrow, it'd be better if he tried to block you and you just him out of the
we
way.
We need Hugh to, like, Reggie White, slap him in the head.
Probably not that, but I probably ragdolled him. You know, he probably got ragged.
Yeah, we'll take that. Yep. So, Johnny, if you're listening, or anybody else.
We're on the lookout for it. If we could find it, we'll play. I just need, like, who would it be? Like, Dick Stockton back in the day? Campbell goes up. Douglas knocks him over on the way to the quarterback. I need one of those tomorrow. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Here's how I know I'm onto something. Marlon says Joe's theory is dumb. Marlon, what's up, pal?
Just like that.
Marlon?
Oh, the mom was too big for Marlon.
And I try to bring him up. He's
Marlon's a problem. I mean, all the time.
All right, we'll put Marlon back on hold. Get him up. He thinks my theory is dumb. That means I'm probably right. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. Andy!
Good afternoon, Hugh.
What's going on, Andy? How you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Well, you ain't talking to Joe, Andy. You're not talking to Joe today?
Talking to who?
I could use a break. I'm good.
You mean the guy who put me in the same boat as Elliot last year?
Is that what he did?
I was told by Kyle that's what you believed. I'm like Ron Burgundy. Whatever's on the board in front of me, I'm just going to read it. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, I told you the truth. You're a crumb creep, Joe. I'm going to fight you. The thing with A.J. Brown, it kind of goes back to yesterday. I just don't care. I'm glad, as we're saying to Kyle, like, I don't agree with him. I agree with your points, Joe, that I think he's not getting open. But I'm glad he's at least just come out and said it instead of being so cryptic and writing things here and there and, you know, not being honest about everything. So at least we got that under our...
Andy, I agree with that. It was better to do it in that forum, speak freely, say what you got to say. So now there's no ambiguity, right? Like, we know what he said, and now they got to handle it.
I do agree with him, you know, in a sense that the offense overall needs to improve. But just the thing about it being, making it about him, I can't deal with. So I'm done with that. I do also like the fact that Sirianni is also all of a sudden developing an edge. Feel like he's like really become an NFL coach now.
You know what? It's that point of the season where he's got to get pissed at the media. Now we're back. I mean, we have achieved that. All right, so Andy, what do you got for us? Well, give us a beef the two people had.
All right. Well, I can't believe this is actually a real beef, but it is. The Philly Fanatic and oh my God.
Tommy? Tommy Lasorda?
Tommy Lasorda, yeah.
I knew where you were going with it.
On his name.
Oh, you went to old school.
It's one of the funniest things you've ever seen. Have you ever seen that, Hugh?
I have not.
Oh, well, I'll send it to you. You would love it.
So, yeah, Tommy Lasorda and the Philly Fanatic.
That's an all-timer, Andy. I love the video every time it pops up. Good one. Tommy Lasorda against the Fanatic there. All right, let's go to Vernon. How about this? We got one. Hugh Douglas is right. What's up, Vernon?
What's up, man? What's going on, guys?
What's up, pal?
Not much, man. I agree with Hugh. I think he is talking about Jalen. And I think the problem with the Eagles passing game is the quarterback. I think his flaws and his weaknesses and what he doesn't do well is the reason why the Eagles passing game always struggles. He had different coordinators. Yes, we can make that excuse. But it's other teams and other quarterbacks that have different coordinators that still have success and look better with less talent. I just think Jalen is the reason that the offense is not firing on all cylinders and is not a dominant offense.
It feels like AJ thinks that. That's what it feels like, because he absolved the quarterback. I mean, he absolved the offensive coordinator and the coach. So who else is he talking about?
He's talking about Jalen, man.
That's what it feels like.
A lot of people don't want to hear that, because you can't say anything bad about Jalen. But it's 100% Jalen. The offense should be way better. And not to mention, Joe, you're right when it comes to A.J. not getting as much separation. But what happened to a quarterback throwing his receiver open? Jalen doesn't throw in anticipation.
I agree with you.
And that's the reason why he doesn't throw to the middle of the field.
I agree.
Because when you throw to the middle of the field, you got to throw with anticipation.
Of course you do. You got to see it. You got to almost throw the guy open. I you're right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And not to mention, it's times where AJ has been wide open and Jalen just doesn't throw him the ball. Like that New York Giants game where he threw to Jahan Dotson, that was a pick. AJ was wide open. If you throw to the back of the end zone, AJ runs right under it. It's a touchdown. The ball that he threw to Devontae that he missed, you got to make that throw. That's 14 points.
Yeah.
They probably win that game.
Vernon, I don't disagree, and I agree with you over the middle stuff. All right, Vernon, what do you got for us? A beef between two people.
Let's do Craig and Debo from Friday.
Craig and Debo from Friday. That's Vernon, good phone call. All right, so I hear Vernon. I hear you. I think I probably said similar things in the past. My question is, and my frustration with this is, did A.J. Brown live under a rock? Like, again, Jalen Hurts hasn't gotten worse, guys. This is who Jalen Hurts is. That again, let's just say it clearly, a good quarterback, a very good quarterback.
No, not arguing that.
But not the guy that we're talking about, like, in terms of window throwing and in terms of anticipatory throwing. Anyone that talks about film, Hugh says this all the time, right? The people that watch film, he doesn't like to make those throws. He likes to see it. My question is, did AJ live under a rock for the past 4 years?
It felt
is it his production is down, so now he is bothered by it?
See, and again, Joe, I can't answer that question because I think that's up in the air. Now, it's fun. Like, when I say this, I'm trying to be clear. I'm an AJ fan. I'm a Jalen fan. Always been a Jalen fan. And, like, I listen to everything that's being said. The other night, Monday night game, when Troy was talking about it, and he was talking about how it resonated with him about nothing, you know, all that matters is a win, and he don't care what the stats look like. You said something that I just thought about that makes sense. Troy Aikman wasn't a great quarterback. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback, but his numbers weren't that great. And all he cared about was winning. And, you know, he was the type of guy that got the ball in the hands of his playmakers. So that resonated with Troy. That, like, Jalen's play resonates with Troy. And I'm a diehard old school guy, man. Winning is winning. But when you when I hear what's being said in these press conferences and the way that AJ was adamant about how he felt, excuse me, and deductive reasoning. I mean, the consensus is that, to me, I think he's talking about the quarterback. And when you look at the way that Jalen's been playing and the way that this offense is designed, which has been, you know, validated from the head coach and offensive coordinator, that he feels like he's being frozen out of it. And the fact that you have an offensive player that talks about how if you got running 60 plays, he should at least be getting 12 or 15 touches or attempts. We're talking about two or three a game. I see why he's upset. Now, all of the other stuff that we talked about today, that's on the table because we don't know. We don't know if he's the receiver that he once was or anything like that. But is it safe to say, okay, take his talent out of it. Is it safe to say that for the type of money he's making, two catches or two attempts a game is not good enough?
Yeah, of course not.
Okay, so who is that on?
It's on Jalen and the coordinator and him.
That's what. But okay, so he's already absolved the coordinator.
But why does he absolve himself?
Joe, listen to what I'm saying. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not arguing that because I think we're saying the same thing. But I'm trying to get to where I feel AJ is going.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, AJ makes how much? We talk about how much money he makes a year.
32.
And we also talk about Schmitty being a better receiver. Who makes the most money?
AJ, but that doesn't mean he's better.
No, I didn't say it. Who makes the most money?
AJ.
Who should get the most targets?
Devontae.
Joe.
You asked me a question, I answered.
Saquon Barkley has been struggling
to
run the ball this year. Is that a fact?
Mm-hmm.
He got the touches. He got 22 touches. So much so that we recklessly speculated about him. And then, you know what's funny? Because a caller called in this morning. Now, we know Saquon Barkley to be the leading rusher from last year, right? You in the car, and you piggyback with it, so I'm going to jump on you a little bit, too. Y'all had the nerve and the audacity to bring up the stat that he's leading the league in catches. Are you serious? Like, what are you doing? What are we doing? Like, we're not leading the league in catches, but he's having a better year catching the football. I don't care about him catching the football out the backfield. I need him running. I need him toting the rock.
Right, but when
we gave him extra bread.
Hold on. When we only have 15 completions a game and three go there, there's not an. All right, let me. I ask you a question.
That's all I'm saying.
Have you ever heard it back in the day? Pat Riley's the disease of Moore.
What's that?
It was when he was coaching the Lakers, and the disease of Moore. He that was the phrase he had for how success can lead to a desire for even more, such as individual recognition. Mm-hmm. Yesterday during the press conference, it was part of when Sirianni got upset. I think it was right before someone asked him, do you think it's sustainable to have this many star players that want the football? And he started to get annoyed, and he said, well, it's been pretty sustainable for 2 years. I'm starting to wonder if it is sustainable. All these guys want the football. There's only one football. It's like in basketball. Kevin Durant didn't stay with the Warriors very long, right? When there's this many mouths to feed, and again, you don't have a quarterback that is going to throw the ball 40 times a game, how do you feed all the mouths and keep everyone happy? It doesn't work. Like, the only way it works is if everyone puts their ego away. And it seems like one guy can't do that.
But again, I argue. Because let's just talk about the money. I got a $32 million receiver that is only getting two or three catches a game. Is only being targeted two or three times a game. Financially, I ain't talking about what he looked like. Financially, that makes no sense.
But that's not how the Eagles should operate. No, they should operate on who the best player is.
But listen, Joe, that's how the NFL operates.
Now, Bryce Huff got knocked out of here and didn't play last year. He was making $14
million.
Bryce
Huff didn't fit the defense that we were in.
Right.
And that's an anomaly. But we re-upped AJ twice.
Again, why do I care? I only care about them winning.
No, Joe, I get what you're saying. And I'm not arguing that point. But the bottom line is this, and this is a bottom line business. They have a $32 million receiver that if you go back and you look at the stat sheets, I ain't talking about catches. I'm talking about attempts. Go back and look at his attempts.
Yeah, his targets.
Or his targets.
Yeah.
Two or three targets a game.
And they won.
But, Joe,
I thought the main thing was the main thing.
The main thing. It is, Joe.
Well, that's why I don't think he cares about winning as much as stats.
But, Joe, go back and look at Amon-Ra St. Brown's numbers. And he's not the receiver that AJ is.
He's better. Man, I'm telling you, he's open all the time.
My point is, you throw the ball to the money.
No, you don't. Okay, you know what?
Joe.
Okay, you know what, Sunday? Let's have it everyone's way. Throw the ball to him 15 times. Do you think they are more likely to win the game if they throw to him 15 times on Sunday?
Why are you getting mad at me? I'm just
because it's a joke.
It's not a joke.
It is.
It's how he feels.
I don't care.
And the truth be told, we don't know what AJ is this year.
No, I do. I see it. He's not the same, man.
No, he hasn't been targeted. Let me go look at.
Been targeted?
Because National Feelings League.
Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they throw the ball to AJ 15 times on Sunday, 15 times a week after that. You know whose carries go down? Saquon. Can't Saquon stand up and say, give me the rock. You paid me $25 million. They have a lot
AJ
of
Brown,
great.
First game of the season.
Yeah.
One reception.
And they won.
One reception.
And they won.
One target.
They won.
No, but
it doesn't correlate to winning. Doesn't that? Does anyone else care about this?
I'm not arguing the winning part, Joe.
What are we doing?
I am arguing what he feels and how he feels.
I get it.
And the verdict for him, as far as him being a horrible receiver, is inconclusive.
Or
a diminished receiver. Second game of the season, 5 targets.
And they won.
I'm not arguing that point. I'm just saying. And that's probably what he's feeling.
Wonderful. Are his feelings the point of this season, or of winning football games are? Again, the same logic to all Jalen Hurts does is win.
He went off in the Rams game, though.
Keep the main thing the main thing. Why does it not apply to AJ? Do we have a verdict on that?
No, with AJ, he's a competitor.
Jalen Hurts, his stats don't matter. All he does is win. AJ, his stats matter. He's highly paid.
See that? Because that's the way AJ went about this. Is what we hear. Like, that's all we hear, because we can't separate the messenger from the message. And I get that, and I'm not going to try to litigate that with anybody. I get that. But the bottom line is this. Where this offense is and where it should be, they're not there. And that's his frustration. The way he worded it and the way that he manifested for him is not the right way.
Why do you think he ignored the 38 points they scored without him?
Because that didn't fit his narrative.
Sure didn't, because reality doesn't fit his narrative. His narrative is him.
Yeah, even in that win, Joe, this offense still
was great.
Sporadic. They were still sporadic. They were stagnant at times.
They were great on the Giants game.
Well, they're not. Yeah, because they got their butt kicked. That was the motivation. But the point is, that's what he's feeling. I think that's what he's feeling.
I know.
I'm recklessly speculating.
But sometimes your feelings could be based on nonsense.
Nobody cares about your feelings.
I don't care. Again,
metaphorically speaking.
But I'm with you. I'm with the metaphor. I don't care about the guy's feelings. It's about the Eagles, not about A.J. Brown. This whole thing has been twisted around because everyone's got 11 jerseys, and they bought them, and they like A.J. Brown, or they draft him in fantasy, or they bet his props.
He told you to stop doing that.
He did say to drop it for fantasy. All right, let's go to David in Westchester. What's up, David?
David.
Hey, Joe, can you please not yell at me? I've had a bad week.
David, I would never yell at you, ever.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Shut up, David.
Hugh Douglas?
Yes.
they have apps for all those guys that are sliding your DMs, so you can take advantage of that.
Yeah, wait a minute. That was a joke. But I didn't get it. What do you mean they got apps?
So a lot of dudes were sliding in your DMs.
I'm not dating
each other, man. And it was not boring.
I'm flat.
Thank God. Because.
Trust me, it was funny.
Trust me, my joke was funny. You guys didn't get it.
No,
all right, go ahead, David.
There you go. I know. So as far as AJ Brown goes, he really does need to just shut up. We go through this every year. It's like the norm now instead of the anomaly. And, you know, he's an individual who chose to play a team sport. And as far as it goes, it's got to be all about teams. It's all got to be about the wins. And we're winning. Despite, and I'm going to throw this offensive corner because I can't stand him. He's so pedestrian, and he hasn't gotten any better. He's gotten a little better, but they win just because they are just so much more talented than every team they're playing. But if AJ's not getting open like he used to, and Joe, I think you're on something. He's got to be in decline or something, or he's still injured. Because you look at Devontae Smith, that cat's always open. You know, when you're throwing him, he's wide open. When you're throwing to AJ, it's always a contested ball, and there's always defenders around him. Now they're pushing more towards his way, so Petula needs to find a way to get him open. which if they're playing that zone, that middle of the field is always open. So all you got to do instead of just run that fly, just turn it to the right.
And dump that.
It's been a week. It's been a week around here. Yeah, no, David, they should be able to get him open a little bit more, even if they have to scheme it up. I agree. On the targets he gets, they should be easier. All right, David, what do you got for us for the beef? Two people that have beef.
I'm going to go with this one because it cost one network like billions of dollars. Ooh. And I'm going to go with Jay Leno and David Letterman.
That's a good one. And that was a big deal. Leno and Letterman.
I thought he was going to go YouTube TV and ESPN.
Oh, that's a new version. Yeah, it's costing people money and frustration. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to come up with a winner today for CombiCon, a big qualifying prize today.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Not yet. We have
a little. I'm just saying, the day went kind of fast.
Don't you leave yet?
Hugh's trying to get right up on out of here, man.
No, I'm cool. I'm chilling.
You would think after all that sleep you had last night, you're good to go for more. No,
we'll address that too, by the way.
I'm well rested.
Yeah, well, okay. We'll get to that. You people coming up, and they're apparently going after Hugh big time today.
Crushing Hugh.
Woo! All right, we'll get to that. And we might have to pile on because our very own Hugh Douglas had quite the pop-pop moment yesterday, and I don't think he knows what he did.
So he has no idea.
We'll unveil that to him next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wait a minute, do I have another read? Yes, I do. Okay. We've been cooking up game day recipes all season long, people. Now it's time to take Hatfield Recipe Essentials, the sweet Italian sausage, to the Thanksgiving table. Elevate your stuffing with this savory side dish that steals the spotlight, or you can whip up a breakfast casserole so good your family will be full all day long and they won't even want that Thanksgiving dinner. That's a lie. They're going to probably still eat that. Find Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sauce at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.